It's interesting what style, how so many styles can be made out of the exact same tonal resources. So,
of course.
Mark visits Eddie one day, and they're talking about, you know, and then he goes to, and here's a Bill Evans thing, and Bill's playing. Well, he's got this chord in his right hand, like,
was that an
octave? Locked fifths.
Oh, I see. Are you going up arpeggio with that?
Yeah, what I'm thinking of is chord tones two apart.
So you're playing an A.
So for instance, when you're on a flat seven, what's two overtones higher?
Two overtones higher or flat?
Than flat seven, what would that be?
The 11th?
That's right. So we lock flat 7 and 11 together. Then we lock 9, and what's two overtones above 9? Try to play it before you... I mean,
13?
Before you, 9 and 13. Hi, Jesse. Okay. Wait a second now. Flat 7. Let's go with the bottom tone for a second. We have flat 7.
Flat 7, 11, 9, 13, 15, 11
should be our bottom tone. With the ring again, we'll call 15 just for the moment.
Yeah.
We'll call 15 when it's upstairs. Then above 11 is 13. Now a second now. This was 11. So above that's 13. G sharp's the 13. At 17. Yeah, just play those two notes, okay? The last two notes.
Especially with that fifth support I had, like.
Yeah, it really helps.
So if you're... Okay, got it. Hey, I'll have...
play it B11 for me, please.
I know that one.
Yeah. All right, start from just a single note. Do it just from a singular note on the bottom.
And then
gradually add, keep the pressure down.
That's right.
And do it with fifths. Take two notes. That's right.
I'm fine. Do you know anything about those Bill Evans licks? They're like the fourth licks, like what kind of thing?
Doesn't sound like Bill to me. That what you're just playing.
Well, it's half. Yeah, because
probably is. With
I have a piano player friend that has some of that.
Doesn't remind me of Bill.
Fourths a half step below, like letting it ring on the piano.
I heard that from Bill, but I got a lot of listening to do stuff. I haven't associated that color with Bill's plan.
I'll show it to you next time, because I'll make him
show you an exact place in the song.
Exact place in the song. Exactly. What did he like? Fifths?
Bill was primarily, I think, an impressionist and a bopper. And those two things is how I hear his playing, with a touch of Bach flute and all. Ready to come out at any moment. So here are a lot of the vertical structures of the Impressionists.
Like Debussy.
Like this. Like that 17. Has a Debussy and Bach to it. It has that creaminess that I...
Yeah.
The prettier side of Debussy's harmony. And then you hear a lot of his lines sound like he really studied Bud Paul and
right.
The Bop pianist. And then
hot dog guys.
He loves polyrhythm, or his multi-level rhythm. He's got a lot. If somebody wrote down the hallmarks of Bill Evans' piano style, there'd be quite a lot of them. He loves to work with the inner voices.
I'd have to listen. I have never hardly listened to my thoughts.
He's quite a cat, man. You know where you hear a lot of his best stuff for getting a good read overall? And he's got albums called Alone, and then maybe Alone Again, where he just plays by himself.
I've heard of
him. Because he
them.
Keeps time by himself. There's also stuff called Conversations with Myself, where he overdubs, plays a part, and then he listens back and adds another.
I got a live video of him. I haven't watched that
for a while. Sometimes when he played in the 70s, he got so out there in dissonance. Don't be upset, man. I mean, you just have to find another track. You might find him so locked. These really dark moods. He'd be hanging over the piano. Yeah. He was probably still a junkie at that point. It was really dark.
He had a full beard.
No, before that, actually. By the time he had the full beard, he was coming out of it. Still, I think, yeah. He was getting healthier. Anyway, would you like me to give you a separate assignment in addition to the Green Dolphin, or is that enough?
Sure. No. I like stuff. I like work.
Okay. Good.
I want to get better at these chords.
I want you to take your time with it. I'd rather have quality work from your fingers when you come back than quantity. So two arrangements on there. The first one is somewhat in the style of a Bill out of time, just rubato. The second one's in the style of like a Bill Evans trio thing. Keep your guitar tuned down for that one. That one rings better a half step down because it's in E and it gets real high. Anyway, it's going to have a lot of these kind of voices.
Oh, with that tenth?
That piano thing, you know, like having...
Tenths and stuff?
Well, like, if we say G sharp, well, yeah, we'll call it G sharp, the three. If you're playing I Got Rhythm in E.
Right.
The bridge is G sharp 7, right? So this is a standard guitar voicing if you want root up on top. These little things too, all that little stuff. More pianistic is this voicing.
Like it's in like in our turnaround things where we have those
That's right. Yeah, this is so this would be G sharp 7, right? Okay, more pianistic still is this.
You got a bunch of fours there, right?
Well, I don't think of them that way, that's just a coincidence. I think dominant 7.
Tritone on the bottom.
Yeah, I see the visual root with the pinky.
Right.
I put the 13 in the chord.
Well, so there's only two fours there, really. It looked like you were holding down three fours.
You could do that when I want the four sound, then I add the nine right here. Like that for full banana, I add the raised 11. Anyway, it is a
full bonus point. So.
Even three notes is okay.
But you say those voices are much better on the higher end than that.
Let's put it this way, even if I didn't say it, Mark's cruising along one day and he goes, the band leader looks over and says, man, your comping's real interesting, but I hear some rumbling or something.
Yeah, I guess, you don't want to go.
Especially at volume, the stuff
you don't want to go. You don't want to go below C, below middle C, probably around there.
You'll see, you know, it depends on tone. If you run the bridge pickup or a thinner hat, single coil, treble
that
on the amp.
That seems to be a generalized rule, is C, below middle C, sort of a cutoff point when you start, when bass becomes
for tritone.
Well, for bass becoming a fundamental, too.
Yeah. I don't even hear to. I just hear to plug it in, listen to the room, you know.
I said general rule, didn't I?
You did. You're right. You're right. I'm just a guitar player. I'm not a composer, so. Anyway, so, this page on Stella has a lot of chords in this register. Seek out a good fingering. Don't just settle for the one that, for instance, there's a tendency to grab us and go one, two, three. Sometimes that's best. Sometimes 2, 3, 3, 4 is much better.
This is what feels natural to me.
Yeah. If you want to go way up the neck, sometimes 2 and 3 in the bass is better than 1 and 2 as far as fingering.
Oh, just so because
you
tight.
Can go around.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And the spacing is what makes it sound more pianistic.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
Anything in parentheses on this paper is a fill. It's just a chord that's there to fill up time.
That means I put a fill, make up a fill for or something?
Well, you could. Sure, try what's there. If you don't enjoy it, make up your own.
Last night, just for fun, I made up 5 pentatonic chords all the way, like, you know, taking the pentatonic scale and make 6 note verticals out of them. like. I thought they would work good for those chimes.
They do.
The chords like that.
Where's the ones?
This one. And then.
That's right.
And then whatever. Oh, the last
next
one.
One's real easy.
That's that.
Yeah, this I one. Mean easy to hear at least.
That's right. They all. Yeah. I figured, I mean, they sound not bad by themselves, but.
Oh, they're great for this.
Extra notes in there, and you showed me this a long time ago.
But I think it's filling in the gap in the scale. These are five note scales, so they're two gaps.
So you can put this so you can put the seventh in if you want, right?
Four or seven are missing.
Yeah.
Six. We'd want seven, maybe. Maybe not. And I'd want four, but if I do that, I'm on a low string, so I can't get the four without ruining the harmonic. So I'll live without four there.
Oh, I see.
But I can get sharp four over there. Lenny, Chet. Actually, Chet's first thing discovery with that supposedly was this. Something along those lines. That's how the whole thing began in the late 40s.
He harmonic and then pulls it off.
Yeah, a steel player showed him this kind of thing. One chime and one note, because some steel guys were already doing it.
Just to get the right. Lower note above, right?
And Chet, being an alert guy, made a mistake and hit him out of sequence. You know, goes, wait a minute, what the heck was that? You know, started exploring it. So on an early record of Chet's, late 40s, early 50s, you hear him going, whatever he's in. I mean, he goes into one of those.
Really?
Yeah, and then Lenny heard it as a kid, and he started studying, and then he put it on the map. You know, Lenny really put it on the map.
Yeah, I mean, I got that live tape you gave me of him once.
Oh, at Dante's?
Yeah, I think so. Just live off of Reel to Reel. I made a copy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When he's just going through just different things.
Oh, I know, no, that's the RCA, those are the RCA albums. Yeah, those are good, and one of them is a live one. Those are his best albums, I think.
Some just really neat stuff. He's going into all sorts of, you know, one thing he's doing, trying to do a flamenco thing, the other thing he's doing sort of chord things, and then he's doing
a
bebop solo, you know?
He was the great one, man.
Really
all around great guitar player. Just hard to top him for all around greatness, man. There's the cat. Hi. Hello? And maybe I'll make some time in there for a while. You'd be down for what? 2 days? 1 day? I'll just write in. You might call me, and you know what? If time permits, I'll call you. Give me your phone number, please. Down that you're of your parents' name. 'Kay. Bye. So let's see, yeah, we're getting to that time. There are a bunch of those parentheses in here. Each one of those is just a metric fill. It's like just to help the time along. Now, right at the beginning of the second version, it says what, E note?
Key of E.
Key of E, and there's the E note. The fingering's given below. All that E note is just the pickup note of the tune. It's going.
It goes. Is this the first version or the second version?
There's just one pickup note. But it's the second version.
the first version, you don't have melody.
First version has melody too. It's just solo guitar. That's meant for. I hear a cat walking under this, and I'm voicing it accordingly. I'm not putting my roots in the bass a lot of times.
Oh right, okay. So
I'm
that's
putting
more of a,
7 and 3 in the bass. And stuff.
So the first one is a band with a band, and no,
Second one's with the band.
And the first one's.
And
solo.
The first one's solo, okay. Rubato. The right. Second one's in time.
Okay. Sounds like a
moment. Let's get you another date.
Yeah, let's do that.
I had you written down about 12 o'clock on Monday's cancellation. Remember, you said, well, fat chance if you write it there, then remember I had you in
yes.
In case it was, it's just nothing came up for a 12 cancel.